that final cut down day is part of the business, but as a player in this locker room, how curious are you always to find out, you know, who is going to be here and who's not?
There's always some surprises, and it's just part of the business. And you know, you'll have some guys who've done good things and great things, but just won't work. Hopefully, you can get them back on the practice squad and let guys, kind of young guys, mature within the program, within the system, and they can find a way onto our team in the future or catch on with another team. So, you know, you'd like to keep up, obviously, in the next day and find out who's going to be part of the team that's going to help us win some games this year.
Now that the preseason is over, how do you view it as an offense? Do you try and put it behind you, or do you sort of, keep it at the front of your mind and say, hey, here's, this is what it was in the preseason, needs to be a lot better in the regular season?
Right. Well, I think it's, still trying to get exactly the way we want it. And so it's a work in progress, and it's not the final product right now. It's going to be the more games, more plays we get, more practice. There's definitely room for improvement, and that'll be a season long situation. And so, which is I think normal. That's not a bad thing. But I think we got to know what we do well and where we need to make our improvements and be dedicated to being harsh on ourselves to make those improvements.
Asked you a few weeks ago if you're worried that it would be a work in progress. You said you hoped that it wouldn't, obviously. Why isn't it a bad thing? I mean, don't you want to be, shouldn't you be ready for week one? Or?
No, don't get me wrong. We're ready for week one. But, I mean, I think as the season goes on, you're always looking to improve. I mean, whether you're in been in a system for 10 years or not, you're going to have, whether you have young guys, you need guys to step up, or you have new players, it's still there's always room for improvement. And so you don't want to alarm people and say, we got to get better. We got to keep getting better. That's just part of it. We're going to keep getting better, but we can still go out there and be successful and do good things and win games, but still, strive to make improvements within our offense.
Obviously, outside, there's been alarm from us, from fans, about what the offense has done, but you don't sound like you have any.
No, I think, we've done a good job, protecting the ball. We've in the preseason, we've won games, so I know mean everything, but it's still still about playing smart, putting yourself in a situation to be in games and making key plays at the right time, and so we got to, I think we're still, everybody's trying to do everything perfect, do everything like it is in the book, do everything, exactly how they've been coached, instead of, hey, we got to play some football, we got to run around, and we got to, just get back to playing football and making plays.
Eli, in the past, this offense has maybe not played great in the summer and come out and scored a lot of points in the first game. Do you think you're capable of that, or do you kind of say, well, maybe not that, but we can do enough to win?
No, I think we can score points. I think we've done some things. We haven't shown everything in the book, and we haven't thrown the ball down the field a whole lot. And so I think there's definitely room to score some points and to move the ball and be successful. And it's just a matter of doing it. But we gotta just get to work this week. Get with Coach McAdoo, get the game plan, see what we can do, and start watching Detroit and see where are going to be our opportunities to find completions, to take our shots, to convert on third downs. What do we want to do? What do we want to try to accomplish?
When will you get your hands on what Ben wants to do? Will it be Monday or later in the
week? I know Monday we have a practice. I'm sure, I don't think it's exactly the Detroit practice, but I'm sure, it'll be something that they've done in the games without totally game planning from a sense of, knowing exactly what's in, getting a game plan book or anything. So I think, hopefully, but, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll have time to either sit with Coach McAdoo, get the game plan, and kind of figure out, what are we thinking going into the game right now.
Thank you.
Are you curious for that process? I mean, you've never
gone
through it with him.
Yeah, no, I am. I am. I'm curious just the whole process with just, you know, talking to him, getting his thoughts on the week, on you know, what we want to try to, what plays we like, what are we thinking, what are we going to try to do, and just seeing how the week goes from, you know, third downs to green zone, just kind of what the you know, I think I have a decent idea about it with training camp and everything going by, but it'll be interesting to see kind of how everything's flowed this week.
And do you expect to have a stronger voice, I guess, in shaping those plays and picking those?
No, well, I think you know, Coach McAdoo does a good job of asking me and asking all the quarterbacks what they like, what we're thinking. So. And kind of trying to, you know, run those plays first, the plays that we feel most comfortable with or think it's good. So I think we try to do that, and I try to, you know, when making those decisions, try to talk to him also, see what he likes. You know, it is kind of his offense in a sense, and try to get a good feel for what he's thinking going in, and so we can be on the same page.
One meeting. More question for Eli. What's it been the last question in games his first time?
I think he's been good. You know, getting the play in quickly, getting it to the quarterback so we can get in the huddle, get on the line of scrimmage, and see everything. If we got to change it to another play, we always have enough time. So I think he's been decisive, has had a game, you know, a plan, and stuck to it, and been good.